From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting in Raqqa. Syria celebrations by Kurd fighters who have retaken the old city from ISIS, who made Raqqa its de facto capital 3 years ago. They raised the flag in Paradise Square, a notorious traffic circle in which the jihadists had staged brutal public executions, including beheadings, leaving severed heads on display for days afterwards. There are still unanswered questions, though, about Raqqa's fate, how many of the city's inhabitants will return and how quickly, who will govern a city that will struggle to exorcise the ghosts of the medieval-style depravity and cruelty inflicted on it. Pakistan's Tehrik-i-Taliban Wednesday confirmed the death of Umar Mansour, one of the group's top leaders, who allegedly was responsible for carrying out several deadly attacks in Pakistan. Pakistani media, however, reported that Mansour had been killed in a U.S. drone strike. There has been no two drone strikes against militants in the border region between Afghanistan and Pakistan in recent weeks, which reportedly killed 31 militants that may have included Mansour. Mansour was reportedly the mastermind behind a 2014 massacre at the Army Public School, which claimed the lives of more than 140 people, the majority of them children. On the streets of Mogadishu, Somalia, tens of thousands condemned those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protests came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing. Ahead of the rally, young men wearing red headbands forced businesses to shut down. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
Someone, if these reports are true, someone is going to be held to account for that. And it's up to the military leadership of Burma to decide what direction do they want to play in the future of Burma. Because we see Burma as an important emerging democracy. But this is a real test. It's a real test of this power-sharing government as to how they're going to deal with this very serious issue.
More than half a million Rohingyas have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on their minority community by the Burmese military after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley lashed out Wednesday at Iran for what she called a laundry list of bad behavior. She also criticized the U.N. Security Council for not holding Tehran accountable.
The regime continues to play this council. Iran hides behind its assertion of technical compliance with the nuclear deal while it brazenly violates the other limits on its behavior. And we have allowed them to get away with it. This must stop.
Haley spoke at a monthly council meeting that primarily reviews the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Since arriving at the UN in January as President Donald Trump's envoy, she has sought to highlight Iranian behavior and that of its regional proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas, during the monthly session. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Wednesday declined to discuss his conversations that he's had with President Donald Trump concerning the Russia probe and defended the president's immigration agenda and often heated exchanges with lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
But consistent with the longstanding policy and practice of the executive branch, I can neither assert executive privilege nor can I disclose today the content of my confidential conversations with the president.
The attorney general stuck to that response, and that as a president's private conversations are privileged, as Democratic senators repeatedly sought answers about what Sessions and Mr. Trump might have discussed pertaining to the Russia investigation, as well as the firing of former FBI Director James Comey. President Donald Trump has denied making insensitive comments to the wife of an American soldier killed in Niger, saying he has proof a Florida lawmaker fabricated a story, saying the president told the soldier's widow that her husband knew what he signed up for. The congresswoman who made the charge has rejected the president's statement, saying she has proof that her story is accurate. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.